found everywhere you can listen to podcasts. It's Caffeinated and Confused with Hannah.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
Are you ready to make some podcast magic?
Maybe.
So welcome to the podcast we're recording. Hi.
Hi.
Happy week two of Caffeinated and Confused. We have some funny updates. I guess just one update that I messaged you on TikTok about last night about what happened after last week's episode. So that should be funny. But yeah, week two, and it's our first guest. Welcome, Amariah.
Woot.
I am so excited that you were in town for the rebirth of Caffeinated and Confused and that you agreed to come on here.
I am nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I cannot even listen to voicemails that I leave. So
coming from the voice memo queen.
Yeah, but I just send that. I don't listen to it back.
I know, but still.
Having something.
This should be like your niche.
World to be able to hear is a little nerve-wracking, but.
Oh, don't be nervous.
You know, here's to new things in 2024.
Heck yeah. It's just two gals having girl talk, which we have. A lot of anyway, so I feel like might as well record it and see what happens, you know? It's kind of terrifying. If, like, our actual conversations were ever recorded, we would be probably put in an asylum.
I love the videos where it says, would you rather, you know, the group text be released to everyone?
No.
Or would you rather, you know, have a million tarantulas on you.
A million tarantulas. 100%.
Like, whatever it is, that.
Like, instead. I literally think my life would be over if my group chats got released. I don't, like, there would be no coming back from that. I mean,
for
that's
me,
stuff
it depends
that,
which group chat.
That's true. That's true.
Some of them are just, like, comedy. Like, just us roasting each other or something like that. That's fine. Anything else? Deep, intimate secrets?
Bad. Have you watched
Girls
The Morning Show?
Volts.
That show on Apple TV with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston.
No, I've heard it's really good,
though. It's really good. But the new season that just came out a couple months ago, it was because they work at like a news channel out of New York. It's like a GMA. And they got hacked. And so all of the company, like if you were connected to their Wi-Fi, any text you sent or anything got, like they got it and released it. And so like all these secrets and all this stuff came out. And I was like, oh my God, I could not even imagine if that. Please, no hackers, if you're listening to this, please do not hack into my phone. I'm going to go delete everything that I've ever sent right now.
So our company legally has to keep Slack messages, but we obviously deal with a lot of different types of people. And so I always am very cognizant of what I'm saying to my coworkers about certain clients or like what I'm putting in writing. Because
can't your boss read those whenever? Or do they have access to your Slack
I'm
messages?
Sure they can, but who has time?
That's true. I could find time to snoop.
You would make time.
Let's
You'd
get
be like,
real.
Who needs sleep?
Yeah. It'd be 1 a.m. I'm like, let's see what everyone was slacking about today.
I've never been a girl that checks a guy's phone either.
No, I remember one time, this is actually so embarrassing. I like had a guy sleep over and in the morning we were like laying where I was kind of like the big spoon at this moment. I think like he had like turned over to like grab his phone and look at it. And I like took a peek to see like what was going to be on there. But like at the time that I opened my eyes to look, he hadn't like clicked. So it was still the black screen where he could like see my reflection in it and could probably see that I was looking. And I've never shut my eyes faster. I was like, you know what? I don't need to see. And it was someone who I definitely did not want. Well, there was probably plenty of stuff that I didn't want to see on there. So
in my opinion, and I do think this is different when you're married, because my sister and her husband, like, they just will be like, hey, can you text so-and-so and literally like toss each other the phones? Like, that's so different. But in my opinion, if I feel like I need to go through, I'm a pretty trusting individual, probably a little too trusting in most cases.
Yeah.
So I think if I'm in a situation where I feel like I need to go through your phone, we probably have bigger problems than it's ever on.
I think so too. If you're even suspecting of anything, like clearly there's something going on there.
Yeah. But all my girlies that go through phones. I mean, one of my best friends, she will not be named. She goes through phones all the time and I fully support her.
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
But for me,
for my mental health, I'm an overthinker like to my core. So I feel like I would just overthink everything. I would, even if it was nothing, I would then think it was something and it just wouldn't be good for anyone.
And I love surprises. I mean,
I love being surprised at my boyfriend cheating on me. I want it to be a surprise. That's so fun.
What a time to be alive.
Oh my God.
Over the plot. No, I do love surprises. So I feel like if you are going through, like, it's hard to be surprised when you're always going through someone's phone.
Okay, now that we just went on that tangent, I want you to introduce yourself. I know you just talked about your work, so I don't know if you want to say what you do, where you live. I know, you know, you're from here. That's how we became friends.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, kind of give us a, who is Amariah?
Wow. One of many, many issues. No, I am originally from Green Bay. I moved to Nashville in 2016. So it's been a minute. And then I, for work, actually work for LTK. A lot of people that probably listen do not know what LTK is, but it is a shoppable platform. So I deal with a lot of influencer marketing, everything, you know, in that regard, a lot of just other social trends. And yeah, I love my job. It is so, so fun. LTK is an amazing company to work for. We're going on 13 years, which is crazy.
Oh my gosh, I don't think I realized that.
For our industry, that's really, we're kind of like the old ladies, I guess. We've had so many growing pains in that time. And we, 2 years ago, got a big investment from SoftBank. So we've been able to grow a ton since then. And it's been incredible to watch it. We are privately owned. I love our co-founders just as people. They're incredible. I think in the past, I've worked for companies where leadership didn't have the same core values or integrity that I like to have or try to have. So working for a company where you fully believe in the people, and we power creator commerce. Like, my job's awesome in the sense that we've helped girls graduate college debt-free because of the money that they're earning. Moms are able to stay home and focus on their kids and everything. It just has provided a lot of freedom for a lot of people. So, and I work fully remote, so that's why I still get to come home and visit my family a ton now that I have nieces and nephews.
And get to visit me, obviously.
Yes. You make it much more bearable.
Thank you. Oh, I try.
Otherwise, I'm in Nashville or I'm somewhere crazy.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, though. Got to do it while you're young.
It's fine.
And I love that your company just seems like a girly pop company. It's just like the year of, I feel like just the time of women, which is awesome. And so that you get to work with a bunch of strong, empowered women who started their own company and women who, so anytime you're on basically what the influencer marketing, like when you're on Instagram and you see someone post, click this link to buy my outfit and it's an LTK, like that's, that person gets a percentage of when you buy it.
Yeah.
So, which I think is awesome because if that's the person who influenced you to want to buy that, then.
Well, and it's, they're not, it's not something crazy where they're getting paid to promote a product they don't believe in.
Like, yeah,
they're promoting products that they truly love for a commission. So, I mean, it's the same way, like, I consider it like a girl's bathroom. If you go into a girl's bathroom, everyone knows the drill. You say like, oh my God, I love your earrings. A girl tells you where it's from and how much it was. So it's like girl's bathroom secrets on steroids on the internet.
I love a girl's bathroom, especially at like 1 a.m. Everyone just loves each other. And everyone, I remember one time I was in a girl's bathroom at a bar in town and I was going through like a I hate him thing and Laura and I were talking about it and this girl took my phone and she deleted him on Snapchat for me because I had been talking like, I just want to delete him, like blah, blah, blah. And she's like, girl, I have heard enough. And she took my phone and deleted him for me. And I was like, thank you so much. This is what the girls' bathroom was all about.
And you're probably also like, no.
Yeah. Deep down, I was like, oh, I did end up adding him again like a week later, but it's fine. Everything's fine. But yeah, I just think that that's really cool that you get to, and you get to meet so many people. And it just seems like a very supportive environment.
It is. It's incredible. Our leadership, I mean, even we do have a lot of men at the company as well. I feel like they get overshadowed a lot, which that's okay.
Yeah. Men, they have it so tough out there, those men.
In every other area, they're usually fine. Yeah, it's the women in our company are, I mean, I truly believe like being surrounded by such brilliant women has changed my life for the better. And I love seeing, like, they're not only badass boss babes, but they're also, like, badass moms. Their degrees alone and the things that they've accomplished, and they're all really, really gorgeous too, which is like,
I'm not
like,
fair.
How do
they
you
just have it all?
How do you do it all? Like, it really truly is amazing. But iron sharpens iron, so I like to be around the vibes.
I feel like that's something you get into when you're older too, and this is kind of part of my 2024 goals, which is what this episode is basically about. We're going to go into that, but I just feel like you have to surround yourself, and when you get older, you realize the people who don't bring good stuff and good energy into your life. But when you're in your 20s or you're younger, you just want to be friends with as many people as possible. And then once you get older, you're like, oh, actually, you're not that great of a person. I don't need you in my life.
I think it's also like a good check for yourself too. Like, I always want to be a fountain and not a drain. Like, I want to make sure like people, when they leave hanging out with me, they feel like replenished versus like, wow, that just like sucked everything out of me.
Yeah.
And
oh, I like that.
I do think sometimes, I mean, people go through seasons. It's not like, of course, around your best friends, you don't need to be like on yeah. all of the time.
Thank God.
But overall, I just think it helps keep paying attention to who's a fountain in my life versus who's a drain has also made me like take a big look in the mirror and be more of a fountain and yeah. be more aware when I am just like complaining or, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. just things like that. Like, misery loves company. So it's like easy to just get yeah. down that like negative spiral and look at all the things that are wrong versus the things that are great. And when you're focusing on the things that are great, you kind of forget about the things that are wrong.
Preach it, sister. I'm just thinking about how I might make the name of this podcast Be a Fountain, Not a Drain.
Be a fountain,
with
Amariah.
I really like that. That's nice.
Thanks, guys.
Wow, what a great quote to go into the new year and to go into an episode about how we want to better ourselves. Well, I like doing these episodes and then listening back at the end of the year and being like, oh, wow, cool. I didn't do any of that. But you know what? It's about the mindset. So for any OG listeners of the podcast, we would start. So I started this podcast with one of my very good friends, Sam. We grew up together. We ended up working together here when I moved home. And we started this podcast. She has since flourished as a mother and a wife, and she is doing her own thing now. So we would start every episode with our pits and peaks of the week, where we would talk about our highest high and our lowest low of the week, which always brought in great conversation. But for this episode, I want it to be kind of a 2023 recap going into the new year, because it's the first, you know, week of 2024. So we're going to do our pit and our peak, or if you have multiple, of the year 2023. And I really did not write these down, so I'm just going to go. Do you want me to go first, or do you have yours prepared?
I prepared mine because you told me to prepare mine.
I did.
But you,
I mean, I have like an idea of my mind, but I want to hear yours and then I'll.
Well, I have a lot of peaks. Last year was actually really incredible for me in a lot of ways. A lot of professional peaks as well as personal peaks. Personal peak, got to go to Italy. And
so jealous.
I get to travel a lot, but I feel like since 2020, it's mostly been domestic travel. I'm going to sound like a brat saying this, but I consider Mexico like domestic as well. Like, it yeah. just like feels like part of the U.S.
Yeah.
still. It very not U.S., but
a lot of
it's
people.
So
I mean,
close.
That's like a
it's,
big vacation
yeah.
destination that a lot of people go to.
Yeah. People from Wisconsin go to Mexico. So
yeah.
to me, that's like not travel
yeah.
because people from Wisconsin don't like to go anywhere really.
True.
Besides Nashville and Mexico.
Yeah.
And Florida. So for me, getting to travel internationally this year was incredible. I'm obsessed with everything involving Italy, the food. I mean, I wish I was Italian.
The men.
Yes. The food, the men, the wine, just everything about it is incredible. And I got to go to the Ryder Cup. One of my friend's husbands was playing in it. So that was just like amazing to see him advance so far in his career. I remember a few years ago, I started telling them, like, Max is going to play in the Ryder Cup. Shout out Max Homa. And everyone was laughing at me, including Lacey and Max. And
now
fast forward, they believed it. And Max got to play, and he's killing
it. In Italy, how cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. So shout out to Lacey for getting me tickets. She was amazing. But yeah, I got to go to that, and that was definitely probably a peak, professional peak, right after my trip to Italy. So I had to cut my trip to Italy short because professionally I got asked to go to LTK Con, which is the conference that our company has once a year. They invite all the top creators. We do like an awards show, all of that. And there's a big fun after party. it really is like information overload and a lot at once. Just but I mean, only the top employees and top creators get to go. So being
It was probably so bougie.
It was incredible.
A very bougie party.
Yeah, they had it at the Symphony Center in Dallas, which is just a stunning building. When LTK throws a party, we bring on the fun for sure. So that was my professional peak and then my personal pit. My pit is probably not what you're expecting.
Oh, really?
My pit of 2023 was that I lost a very, very dear friend of mine. I mean, I just think it's really hard anytime you lose a friend, but he was young, and anytime someone dies young, it doesn't feel real. Yeah. And it puts everything into perspective too. Yeah. So we were supposed to be going to the Packers. He's originally from Wisconsin as well. He's one of the reasons I moved to Nashville, actually, because when I went to look at apartments, I was like feeling really good about moving, but at the time I had a boyfriend in Wisconsin. So I was like really uneasy. Like I knew it was something I needed to do for me. Wasn't sure if it was the right move. And I was like, okay, God, if this is what I'm supposed to do, give me a sign, after I looked at my apartments. And that night, my boyfriend at the time and I went out, and the first bar we went to, Brian was bartending at, and he checked my ID and he's like, oh my God, Wisconsin, like awesome. Ran around the bar, gave me a huge hug and was like, do you live here? Like, are you moving here? What's going on? Like, tell me. And I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about it. He's like, you've got to do it. Best decision I've ever made. Like, really, I think sometimes hearing it from a stranger, it just like, I was like, this is the sign that I needed. And then I moved here and him and I became really, really good friends. We ended up working together through different seasons. So yeah, it was just weird because then we were supposed to go to the Packers Steelers game like a week later, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, like I'm going to your funeral.
Yeah,
instead.
That's insane.
So yeah, that was definitely the pit. Sorry to be heavy.
Yes. Well, you know what? That's life though. And yeah, it is really scary and sketchy when that happens, because you really do, like, no one lives forever. We know that.
Yeah.
But when you're young, you just assume that you have all this life to live. And then when something like that happens, you're just like, man. But yeah, that's not the pit that I thought you were going to say. No. Are we going to get into that at some point?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. So I'm the only one who has to indulge my dating life here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I signed up for that. All right. So I did think about what my peak was, and I think my peak was kind of what we just touched on. And that was, I mean, I've had like my core group of people, but I feel like in the last year, I've really like met new friends, and I feel, hey, and I just feel like I've found a group of people that I know would literally like drop whatever they were doing to like be there, and vice versa. And I just feel like that's kind of rare to find new friends in your 30s who aren't just like, you know, go out, have fun friends. Like, I've really feel like I've added really great people in my life in the year 2023 that I feel like is just not, that's not like the average to find new really great friends when you're already in your 30s.
Well, and I do feel like that start, I mean, the podcast hasn't been around for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like a lot of that happened in 2022 for you too. Like,
yeah,
those relationships started to develop. But I think in 2023, you found out like which ones were going to last.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And it's just nice to have those people in your corner, just people that like, you know, you can call crying or like call with exciting news. I saw a TikTok the other day that said, if you're friends with people who don't celebrate your wins, like, why are you friends with them? And it's so true. If something really cool happens, you should be able to have people you can call and you know that they'll be so excited for you. And that's just so crappy to have people in your life who would not celebrate that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a big red flag. I think just in general, society usually tries to pin girls
for sure
against each other. Like guys, I mean, just in general, women have more emotional receptors in their brain than men. So we are more emotional.
Correct. I think men are more dramatic, though. I've decided that in the last couple of weeks.
As a person who has a male roommate, Wade, you know who you are. I have lived with only females up until living with Wade, and I still live with my wife, Free. Having a guy roommate has really just shown me how dramatic men truly are.
They literally are so dramatic. We're emotional, yes.
Yes.
But I think half the time, rightfully so.
If I'm like, hey, can you please do your dishes? Turns into, well, I guess I'll just never cook again. Yeah. I guess I just won't eat. I'll starve. Yeah. And I'm like,
that's so dramatic.
I'm like, whoa. I don't know how we got here.
Yeah. I just asked you to wash your pan, for Christ's sake.
Like, this escalated so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Men are dramatic. But yeah, I don't even know how we got on that tangent. Welcome to a conversation with Amariah and I. But yes, I just feel like you need those people in your life. And yeah, it's about women being pitted against women. And I feel like as I've gotten older too, I've realized like in the times where I have felt jealousy or felt, I guess, like not pure happiness for someone when something happens, it's my own insecurities. It's just jealousy, you know, and it's okay to be jealous of people. It's okay to see someone who has something you don't and feel like, oh, why can't I have that? But don't not still celebrate it. You're allowed to have those feelings, but just don't be a brat. It's just, some people are just not kind.
Yeah. And I genuinely think like, for if someone's truly your friend, for me at least, like I think all ships rise with the tide. I feel like I've said a lot of
really
cheesy,
about to say, did you write all these quotes you wanted to fit into?
I just speak in these weird things.
Oh my God,
all the
that
time
is so funny.
No, but I do think all ships rise with the tide. So when something good is happening to one of my friends, like I genuinely think like that, like, okay, like your friend met the love of your life. He probably has a bunch of friends. Like, this might mean that I'm closer to meeting the love of my life. Like, your friend got a promotion. Amazing. Their network just turned into something, you know, much bigger. An opportunity for them to, like, selfishly, I'm like, amazing. Like, you just, you know, made it this far. Like, that's incredible. Like, I do think that opportunity just breeds more opportunity. So if those people are who you're surrounded with, I'm like, wow, this is awesome for, like, maybe I involve myself a little too much in my friends. I'm like, this is incredible for us. Like, we just got a promotion.
Look at what we just did. No, that's what you need. You need the pump up friend. So, that was my peak. I think my pit, and it's one of my goals to work on this year, is putting too much, I feel like I've did it multiple times this year, and I guess it's only human, is just putting too much of my self-worth into like other people's feelings of me, where even with work, with whatever, I just think I let things get to me too much, which is human, but I am a people pleaser to my core, so like I can't help but lay in bed at night and think about everything. I just, sometimes I forgot to look at all of the great things that were happening and I only focused on the crummy stuff, which I'm sure a lot of people do, but I've decided I need to not do that in 2024 because it's exhausting.
I almost just said another cheesy.
Oh, please say it. You just got to keep them going at this point.
Well, there were a few that came to mind. Well, I was always like, I always tell myself you can be the juiciest, ripest peach in the world and there's still going to be somebody who doesn't like peaches.
I feel like you have literally said that to me before.
I have. Probably.
It's a big quote.
Yeah, because it's just true. Like, I don't think I was very authentic, especially in high school, like, not authentic at all. I wasn't myself. I didn't feel like I could be myself. Yeah, there was a lot that I couldn't share with people. So I felt like, oh, okay, I'll just, like, make up who I am to get through. I just feel like now, like, as an adult, I'm like, okay, well, realistically, like, pretending sucks. Like, I'm glad I learned that lesson early in life because now I want to hang out with people that actually truly, like me for me and know who I am and everything like that, but also through therapy.
It's on my 2024 goals as well.
Yes, I'm new to therapy as of 2023. What I will say is one thing that was like such a light bulb moment was you can't pour from an empty cup, and also pouring into people who haven't done the work on themselves just is like pouring into a cup with holes. So you will forever not feel enough, not feel like you're doing enough. You'll overthink everything. All of those feelings will come when you're pouring into people that have holes in their cup, because I mean, obviously a cup with holes, it doesn't matter if you get a faucet, if you like
get a hose,
you know, bring.
And if they're just not even trying to fill the holes, like, you know, the people who are genuinely trying to work on themselves. But then you have those people who literally don't think they have anything wrong with them. And it's like, are you on crack? Like, you like, we all have faults, and the people who just can't grasp that, I'm like, you are exhausting. And I just, I spend too much time thinking and wondering,
well,
like,
you
why.
Are an empath through and through.
Yeah.
And so you want everyone to feel loved and understood and everything. And I appreciate that so much about you. But
thank you. I just need to be that way with the right people. I love being that way for like the people who are that way back. But I'm an Enneagram type 2. Do you know what your Enneagram is?
I feel like I'm torn between a couple. Like I'm like split. I am yeah. 2.
I'm a 2-wing 3. So basically what that means is I want to give all the love and I want to give myself, but I also like then expect it back. And when I don't get it back, then I like can't figure out why. And then it's almost like it just takes you down. And so I need to figure out, that's why it's my pit, is I feel like I gave too much of myself to people who didn't deserve it. And then I let it affect me too much. I'm like, okay, screw that person, you know, on to the next. But it's hard in the moment.
So someone on TikTok did this, but Juliana actually told me about it a couple years ago, where it's like your post-it people. And it's almost like a MySpace top 8, but just like in your life, like on a post-it,
yeah.
Write down the names of the people, which like for you would be really hard to put them on a post-it. Like for me, I'm like, I need a big post-it.
Yeah.
But it's like, these are my post-it people. And if these people need something or, you know, whatever, like 1,000,000%, I'm there. I'm in Antarctica, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. But you prioritize those people over the people that aren't on your post-it. Like, you know, people that you know probably wouldn't do the same if the roles were reversed. And then you start end up feeling like really good because you're still feeding that like need to help and everything like that. But you know that at the end of the day, like it will be reciprocated, which is nice.
Love that. We're going to be so healthy and happy in 24. It's going to be crazy.
One would hope.
So that was our pit and peak of 2023. Now I sent you like a manifest list thing that I found online of...
To be fair, guys, she sent me this
like half hour ago. Yeah.
10 minutes before I got
here. To be
here.
Fair, I found it then. So I filled it out at the same time you did. I literally just filled mine out like an hour ago. But... I think I told you to pick a word for the year, right? I always like to pick a word that I want my year to kind of revolve around. I feel like we've touched on this a bit, but my word of the year 2024 is going to be boundaries, because I'm very bad at setting those. I'm very bad at saying no with anything, with work. I always want to people please. And I just feel like then when I'm laying in bed at night and I'm so stressed out and I'm whatever, I'm like, why? Like, I didn't have to do that. You know, why am I trying so hard to please every single person? Yeah, I definitely want to set boundaries. And I will say we're 4 days into the new year and I've already accomplished one.
I am excited to hear this.
Yeah. So this is my fun story about repercussions from last week's podcast.
Oh, yes.
So one of the men that were talked about in last week's podcast, we have not spoken in forever. Like, I deleted his number. I didn't have it in my phone anymore. And I am at the gym Tuesday morning and I have an Apple Watch. So I feel it buzz. So I look down and I see this number. I don't know. I'm like, what the heck? And the text I get, it's from one of the men. And it said something like, oh, well, I'm just surprised my nickname wasn't this instead of this. And that was all the text said. So then I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? So I'm working out with my friend Laura. I was like, you will never believe who just texted me. I'm like, what in the world?
And what a nosy Nelly. Like, so glad you're listening.
Yeah. And so then I'm sitting there and I was like, okay, because we were in the middle of a workout. So I was like, we'll talk about it after. So we planned on getting coffee after our workout anyway. So we're talking about it. And I mean, that was all the text said. It said, I'm just surprised my nickname wasn't this instead of this. And so then I'm like, I don't know if he's trying to be funny or if he's pissed. And it was like a mean text. And she was like, Hannah, don't respond. She's like, this situation has already taken way too much of your energy. There's no point. Even if it is funny, nothing is going to come of that conversation. So just don't respond. I was like, you know what? It's January 2nd. This is the perfect way for me to start my boundaries. You know, like here I am thinking, oh, I have to respond because then he's going to be mad if I don't. And I'm like, why do I care? You know, like this person hurt my feelings. There's no point. Even if he was being funny, I genuinely...
Also, has this person left you unread before?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm like, this is what goes on in my head. I'm worried about this person who doesn't give a shit about me. I'm worried if they're going to be mad that I don't respond. So that was my first set of boundary. I didn't respond. And then I was curious later that night. So I went and searched for them and I have been fully blocked on Snapchat, Instagram, deleted on Facebook. He completely wiped me of everything. And I know he did it that day, which is fine. Basically, that text was not meant to be funny. I'm pretty sure he was really pissed off. To be completely honest, I don't even think, I just told my side of this. Like, I told my story. I was not mean. I said in the episode multiple times that I wasn't trying to trash anyone. I wasn't bashing. I was just telling my story. So I think if I would have responded, it would have ended up in a fight between us that would have gone nowhere. It would have drained my energy and would have made me feel like crap. So check one for Hannah, setting boundaries.
I'm very, very proud of you. More proud than I think I can express in words.
Thank you. You don't know the amount of times that I picked up my phone throughout the day and was like, I'm just going to respond. I'm just going to respond. I mean, I did it like six times. And then when I saw it was blocked on everything, I was like, well, deleting that text, deleting it. Here we go into the new year.
What's so funny is once you start putting that in practice, you'll realize that, like, you'll just get, like, for lack of a better word, you sometimes just run out of F's.
Yeah.
Like,
and I need to run out of them.
At this point, you're like, you know what? Like, I just don't have any more F's to give you. Like, yeah. I just don't care.
I mean, we've gone in circles. What was that fight going to accomplish? Like, you were going to tell me you were mad that I said my side of the story. I gave you a nickname. No one knows who I'm talking about except for, I guess, the people in our life who listened and would know. But I don't mean any harm. I'm not trying to bash on anyone. You know, it's just, it was my story.
And actions have consequences. And yes, perspective is a whole thing, and like, but perspective is someone's reality. So whether or not you feel like that was what happened, that's what was real to that person.
Correct.
And so for you, what you said was what was real to you, and that's just how it goes. Like that, like you're like, this is how this made me feel, and whether you intended it this way or not, this is how it made mm-hmm. me feel, and I was hurt by that, and that's why I spoke on it. I think it takes like emotional maturity to be able to say, okay, like I could understand how that made you feel. That wasn't my intent, but I could understand that.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get to go back to like old triggers.
But that was the other thing. And I don't want to speak on this too much because clearly it triggered something last week. But when I saw that text too, I was like, okay, even if it was meant to be funny, which I don't think I'll ever know, that's what you took out of that. You know, like I basically spilled my heart in that thing, just saying that
that
situation hurt me. And that's what you took out of all of the things I said, the nickname.
It's giving Kathy Hilton when Paris was like, oh, like I just put out this book and whatever. And my mom's like, well, did you see about this part about holidays?
Yeah.
And she's like, cool.
Yeah. I was just like, oh my gosh. So yeah, only one man from last week reached out and was mad that I know of. So that's a win. But yeah, so that is my word of the year is boundaries. And 4 days in, I've already accomplished something. So that's fun.
I love this.
Yeah. So what
and
is
also,
your word?
Like, I love that he, after I say this, we'll be done. But like, you are still, like, he's still, I mean, he took an hour of his day to listen to your podcast. Like, so I'm still clearly on your mind. So.
I'm assuming someone probably sent it to him and that probably triggered him. Like, oh, people are still talking about this, blah, blah, blah. It's like.
My word, moving on. We're releasing this because my word is release.
Ooh,
for 2024.
I like that.
I feel release.
Feel the ring on your skin.
Please, that definitely needs to get cut.
Definitely not.
But I can't sing at all. But what I was going to say is I just think I've been very blessed in the way that my life has kind of just fallen into place. Like,
okay, you have worked hard.
I've worked hard.
Yeah.
That's true. But like moving to Nashville kind of just like fell. I've never really had to plan my life. It's kind of just happened. I kind of just got my dream job, which.
But you applied. You interviewed.
I applied. I interviewed and I had the experience for it.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
again,
I can say the same thing about my job, too. It's just circumstantial stuff. You're where you're meant to be.
Yes.
The universe puts
yes.
you there.
And I do always feel that way. This year, again, things in my life were just kind of this past year. Things in my life were just kind of like happening. And I was okay with those changes, but there were going to be a lot of big changes. I was excited. And
do
then,
you want to elaborate on what?
Well, I was supposed to be moving to a new place. I was going to be moving from Nashville to New York and then.
With a man.
Yes. And I would be living with a man romantically, which I have not really done before. Not like officially or anything.
Yeah.
It was also going to be really good for my professional life. So I was going to be moving to New York with a man and like in 2024, and I was going to be turning 30.
You still will be.
Yes, that's still happening. No, but I'm excited. I just think like it was all of these things that were going to be happening at once. Like in May, I was going to be moving to New York, turning 30, basically taking a major next step in adulthood, like living with a guy, you know, big step in a relationship. And all of a sudden that was not the plan anymore, which was fine. But
you're allowed to say it wasn't fine. We've had this conversation.
Yes. Yes. But I just like kind of went into panic mode. Everything else had kind of just like happened. And then all of a sudden, like when there was a plan and all of a sudden the plan wasn't happening, I was like, oh, wow.
But I think it was also the breakup and all of that stuff on top of that. Like it was all, I mean, all of that together at once. Because it's not just a relationship where, but it was everything else that was involved with it. That when the rug gets pulled out from under you, you're just like, what is happening?
Yes, because I am a big empath, it's really easy to just take all the blame and feel like it's all your fault. Mm-hmm. And then like you can get kind of down in like a negative spiral. So I was like, okay, I need to create a new plan. And so then I started like kind of like just pushing myself to do things that like I don't even necessarily know if I want. Like I started looking at houses. I started like really just like because I was like, oh my gosh, like I need to like form this plan. I need to do these things, blah, blah, blah. Where in my life, like I've never really planned and it's always kind of just worked out exactly how it's meant to be. So I don't know why all of a sudden I was like, I need to figure out my whole entire life in the next 3 months.
We all hit that point in our life, I think.
And it was just like a weird time. So I'm releasing expectations. I'm like releasing that like potential.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
thank God.
Just like all in all, I think that I need to let go of a lot. That was a person who was in my life for over a decade. So letting it all go and actually leaving it in the past.
I know it's harder. It's easier said than done.
So yeah, I just think like releasing expectations that I have on myself, releasing expectations that I have on others, releasing just like bad vibes in
general.
And
that's a perfect word for like the year where you're going into a new decade of your life too, to just release the past and just like become the person you're meant to be. Because I've said it a million times, my 30s have been my favorite years. I feel like your 20s are so chaotic and, you know, you're figuring out your career, you're figuring out all that stuff. And then when you're in your 30s is when you really become the person you're going to be.
And I do think just in general, every year of my life has gotten better. You know yourself better. Mm-hmm. You learn your likes and dislikes in all areas, whether it be career, you know, just everything. You just learn yourself better. So then you're able to please yourself better.
Really, in what way, really, is it, Mariah? In all aspects.
And I think you're able to go after what you want more. So in my life, you also like, as you get older, you tend to usually have a better income stream.
For some.
Yeah.
That's on my 2024 goal list. So I've got a lot of them.
Yeah. So
I love that word, though. That's a really good one.
Thanks.
Look at us. Boundaries and release. Again,
I was going to put discipline. I need to be a little bit more disciplined. But then I'm like, really?
Yeah. Release my inhibitions. That's going to be your song of the year. You need to wake up. That needs to be your alarm clock every morning.
Oh, man.
So let's get into our, I guess, just like little goals. I feel like we've talked about a lot of them already, or we've touched on them. So I'll post this because I think it's a really cool little box that I found on Instagram where it's a manifest list, but it has a section for personal, career, fun, and home where you can, it's just four little checks in each one. I don't have four on each one, but you can kind of write it down and then put it somewhere. Maybe you'll see it every day and be able to see that. But for personal, obviously, we already talked about I have set more boundaries on mine. I have work on my self-worth. I have save money, which I'm really bad at, and I need to get better at that. But one that I haven't really touched on is that I want full mind-body wellness where, because, you know, in the new year, people are always like physical, like I want to get back to the gym and I want to do that. And I feel like I've done a pretty good job at going to the gym and bettering myself that way, but I want it to be a full, you know, mind and body.
AKA Hannah's going to therapy in 2024.
That's what I got on my list. Get back on therapy, which is expensive, but I need to. I know because I've had friends do it that your insurance will cover certain places. So I need to just sit down and spend time to figure out where I can go and what insurance, because I've gone to therapy in the past And it is amazing. I just need to figure out how to work that into my saving money.
Yeah, my insurance thankfully covers mine. So it's like a $20 copay, which in Nashville is one drink.
Yeah,
and I'm seriously. Like, if I'm going to pay to liquor my wounds, yeah. like I might as well.
Which you have been doing. Hey, I kind of feel like going out tonight. I'm like, Amari, it's 7 o'clock on a Tuesday. I'm already in my pajamas.
To be fair, it was like the Tuesday week of Christmas.
True.
So I was like, Wednesday doesn't really count. Everybody's off Thursday, Friday. Let's rage.
Yeah.
No, and I wasn't trying to like party.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I just, a girl fancies a nice cocktail yeah. every now and then, okay? The way I viewed it was like, if I'm going to pay to liquor my wounds, I can also pay to mend them.
True. And you just learn so much. I mean, there were certain things that I knew why I act the way I do with relationships or whatever because of just like how I grew up or, you know, whatever. But there are just so many, it's just such a good tool. I think everyone should. I honestly think therapy should be a part of everyone's like insurance package. Like why, or like it should be in all schools, like every student should get therapy. It's crazy, especially in 2024, the way kids are growing up, it's insane.
Yeah, and I just think my therapist, one thing she does really well is she tells me, like, without telling me what to do or anything like that, she tells me, like, skills that I need to, like, help me
yes.
fix certain things. I needed to see somebody that was very matter of fact, and that I think, like, you listen to your friends, you listen to, you know, family and stuff like that. But like having like an actual professional who is looking at data that says like, okay, like you basic trainer, like everybody's body is different. Yes. But like, you know, that if you exercise and you eat right, like, and you put in that work, like it's going to get yeah. better. Same thing with your mental health. Like I can talk about certain things that have happened in my life and she can literally just look straight at data and be like, okay, well you need to work on this, or like, this is how we're going to handle these situations coming in the future, just being aware of how you should be handling it versus, oh, I'm going to go and rage yeah. or I'm going to go and
not healthy.
Whatever.
Yeah. But we all do it. So yeah, I have workout 4 times a week and get back into therapy. As far as my career goes, I obviously want to keep the podcast going weekly. I have guests lined up for the next like 6 weeks. So I got to keep that going. I want to keep beating my ratings for my show on Y100 and I guess all my shows that I do, and brainstorm new show ideas. Because I've been doing like the same bits on my show that are successful, so I want to keep them, but I want to brainstorm new show ideas for fun. I'm like, I think I'm pretty good at that. I don't really know what I can add.
Like, anything. I need to have less fun.
Yeah, so I put travel more. I would like to, I mean, that works in the budgeting thing. I got to figure that out. But and then as far as home goes, I want to declutter. I just feel like I've been in my apartment for 6 years and the closets are disgusting. I have drawers that just have, I just need to declutter.
You need to drop it all off at Christian Outreach in De Pere.
Hey yo, I do. I need
Christian
to.
Outreach.
Oh, it's bad.
They're my
favorite.
And
I want to enjoy more nights at home. Bad
I
at
love that.
That. So those are my 2024 goals.
For me, for personal, I need to be more disciplined. So I need to actually start working out.
Oh, you want to come to
like
7 a.m. tomorrow?
Routine. No.
Great discipline. It's fun.
But my plan is to like actually start working out. I've always been very active, but you kind of need to like trick me into working out. Like I love a hike. I love swimming forever, surfing, all that good stuff. But yeah, I wanted to actually work out. And then for career, I have switched teams and, you know, really found like where I was meant to be at the company. We've grown a lot, so we've been able to make things a little bit more focused, which is great. But I do obviously want to like continue to move up in my career. Fun.
Yeah, I feel like we're both pretty.
I'm good at fun, but I do want to do a lot more international travel this year. Oh, home. I've got to figure a lot of that out.
I was going to say figure out where your home is going to be would
yes.
be a good one.
Yes. I think I've kind of narrowed that down, so oh. that's good. But maybe we'll announce it in the summer.
Oh,
who knows? Maybe
shoot.
I'll come back.
I would love to know. I need to turn the mic off and find out.
We'll see.
All right. Well, it sounds to me like we are set for a good 2024. It's crazy how fast years fly by. So it's like we're having this conversation now, and I feel like in the blink of an eye, it's going to be the end of the year. You're going to be home again or living here, who knows? And we're going to be listening back to this and be like, how? And just think of all of the life we're going to live this year. Like, it's crazy.
I do want to say, too, I am not a New Year's resolution person at all. So Hannah really pushed me out of my comfort zone doing this. But what I will say is I'm more of like a birthday person. Like whenever my birthday happens, I'm always like, okay, this year I want to do X, Y, Z. And it might be something dumb. Like I want to ride a horse this year or whatever.
Yeah. Amariah's a horse girl.
Oh, my God. I don't know how that started. But yeah. So I usually just go based on my birthday versus New Year's because I feel like New Year's, it's the comparison game. It's also like, and that can be really motivating for some people. But for me, like coming off the holidays and everything, it's such a busy season. And then just, I like my New Year to start slow. I'm a hatcher in the morning. Like I like to wake up and like stay in my bed for a little bit and whatever.
I used to be like that, but I just have to get up. Otherwise I will lay there forever.
Yes. And so I'm a hatcher and I'm a hatcher with the year as well. But for all of those people that are listening and might not be doing 2024 resolutions, that's okay too. Some time
for
to
sure.
think of your goals and whatever, just because for some people, Christmas and all that is a lot and they just need to breathe.
Breathe. Breathe it out, baby.
Breathe.
Release. I gotta say, for anyone also doing dry November, that's not the month. Dry January, I applaud you, but I definitely had two glasses of wine last night. So that is...
That makes me happy because we're going to the Bears game. The Bears still suck on Sunday, and I really was hoping you would drink with me.
Oh, okay. News to me. Let's go. What time is that game at?
3:25 game. Perfect time.
Oh, my God. My favorite? Oh, boy. Okay. I got to be ready for that. Thank you for coming on. Do you want to give, like, your social? I don't know. I know you're private on Instagram, but... You want to give
me private because I feel like otherwise there's like bots and random little.
I just let them all in.
But my handle is AMARIAHCB, Amariah CB. You can find me all over Hannah's Instagram.
I was
going to
say, if you follow me, you're going to definitely.
And if anyone has questions about LTK or anything like that, Nashville, feel free to reach out. So.
Yeah, love that. All right, well, here's to 2024, girly. Can't wait. Woo-hoo. Next week, we are going to have Katie from Discover Green Bay. I have been on their podcast a couple times, and she is going to come. And she is my, like, pop culture girl. Like,
and if you don't follow Discover Green Bay, you should.
Oh, my God, yes. They have amazing content. If you ever need to like know new restaurants, Katie does all of their TikToks and social media. Their TikTok page is incredible. Like
I love their social media. Yeah. They are so clever.
She does such a good job. So we're going to have her on next week. We'll talk all about pop culture and Green Bay and fun new things that are happening. And so that's next week's guest. That'll come out on Thursday. So thanks for listening. Bye.